Good afternoon. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Liz. I'm one of the ministers here at St. Hills, and it is so wonderful to have you all here with us as we celebrate Jesus' birth this afternoon. Well, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. It's Christmas Eve. I'm sure we are all getting ready for tomorrow morning. I am in the middle of what is about a 14-hour workday, so our Christmas tree and all our presents were ready last night, so that should I fall asleep at the end of our midnight service, we're good to go for tomorrow morning for my two-year-old. I don't know what it's like in your house, but maybe presents under the Christmas tree have been building. Tomorrow you have a big lunch with family or friends, maybe dinner, maybe two families you have to see in one day. Lots of different traditions depending on your family and your culture of origin. And right now, at the end of a busy year, peace might be the very last thing on your mind. And yet, the reason why we're all gathered here and why we'll gather to celebrate tomorrow is found right here in this idea. A baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Probably not as quiet as many of the carols suggest, but a sense of peace. Good news of great joy. But this afternoon I want to look at the story of the shepherds. The first people who were sent to find this baby, Jesus. Because the shepherds were pretty ordinary people, just like you and me. They were just going about their day, well, night, doing their job, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, an angel and the light of God is shining all around them, and they were terrified. I don't know about you, I probably would be too. Because did you know that in Jewish culture at the time, it was often the kids or the youngest children who looked after the sheep? Now, for the kids who come to St. Hilary's on a Sunday morning, earlier this term, we were looking at the story of David. Does anyone remember that? Yep. And good job you remember, Amanda. Do you remember what David was doing when Samuel the prophet came to anoint him as king? It's like right at the start of the story of David. He was out looking after the sheep. And he was probably no more than 13 at the time. He was just a kid. I reckon that's about how old Chloe is, who just did our reading. And while this is like 1,000 years later, bits of history tell us that it was similar around the time that Jesus was born. In fact, in some places in Israel, it's almost similar still today. And some historical records even suggest that some of the shepherds might have been girls. So in this field at night was maybe, probably, some teenage boys and or girls, and an angel appears. And the first thing the angel says to them is, "Do not be afraid," because it's not really a normal everyday occurrence for an angel to appear to you, and isn't it a good thing that they know it? Because we've been looking at Luke 1 at church over the last few Sundays, and each time an angel appears, the first thing they say is, "Don't be afraid, it's okay." And they tell them good news each time. And this time, the baby has been born. So the angels are sent to go and find him because he is going to be the Messiah. Now, that's a word that would have made absolute complete sense to them as Jewish people. So the Messiah was to be the promised one of God. At the time, Israel was occupied by the Roman Empire. They weren't in charge of their own land. And the Messiah was the promised one of God who would come and save his people and make their life on earth better with God. And so they've been given this new information that a Messiah has been born, and wow, what good news. And then another thing, a whole company of angels appears, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. And then, just as quickly as they appeared, they disappear again. And the shepherds look at each other and they're like, well, we should go have a look at this, right? Maybe mixed with a bit, you guys all saw that too, right? Like, I didn't just see that myself. And so the story tells us that they went and they found this baby, this Jesus, this Messiah, this Savior. And when they had done so, they went and told everyone what they had seen and what they had found and what had happened to them. And everyone was amazed at what had happened. So I have a question for you kids, very quickly. If you found one of these little Jesuses earlier, what did you do when you found it? Did you hide it? Tell no one? Keep it to yourself? Or did you shout, found one! I got it! You did, Micah, I heard you. Did you let people know or did you keep it hidden? Well, the shepherds, when they heard this good news and they saw this baby Jesus, they decided that they would go and tell everyone. And when we hear good news, most of the time you want to tell everyone you possibly can. And that's how we're supposed to respond to this good news of Jesus. Not keep it to ourselves, but to share it with everyone we know. So I want to encourage you, you each got this. If you found one, if you haven't found one, obviously see Amanda and she'll help you take one. Take it with you to help you remember tomorrow. That as you celebrate Christmas this year, we shouldn't forget that it's not just about all the presents that we get under the tree. It's about Jesus, who is the ultimate gift, who didn't stay a baby, but he grew up to be an adult. And he rose from the grave to be Christ the Lord. And that is even better news for each of us because it means that we get to tell everyone the great good news of great joy, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this news isn't just for the rich or for the poor, but it's for everyone, including ordinary people like you and me and some shepherds who were out in the field one night expecting it to be just like every other night. But this one was different. And I pray that this Christmas will be different for you too. Amen.